Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for January the 2nd. Today's devotion is entitled, When God Brings Revival. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Matthew recorded that as John the Baptist preached a message of repentance, a remarkable movement took place among the people of Israel. Rather than John positioning himself in Jerusalem, the religious, political, and cultural center, he proclaimed God's word in the wilderness. Human wisdom would have suggested that influence comes from visibility, strategy, and location. Yet the Spirit of God compelled the people to leave Jerusalem and Judea and go out to John. The crowds were not drawn by John's appearance, his diet, or his surroundings. His clothing was rough, his food was simple, and his setting was barren. In spite of this, the people came in great numbers, confessing their sins and submitting to baptism. This response prepared the hearts of the people for the imminent revelation of Christ. Before Jesus was publicly revealed, God stirred repentance and humility among his people. This passage calls us to examine how we think about revival in our own Jerusalem, our homes and churches, and communities. We often focus on methods, strategies, and outward appeal, assuming that effectiveness comes from careful planning or attractive presentation. Matthew reminds us that genuine revival is not produced by human wisdom, but by the sovereign work of God. When God moves, he draws people in ways that defy logic and expectation. Our role is not to manufacture revival, but to proclaim God's truth faithfully and depend fully on the Spirit. If we desire to see Christ revealed powerfully among us, our hearts must first be prepared through repentance, humility, and obedience. God still works in ways that humble our confidence in ourselves and moves us to fully depend on Him. When God brings revival, it often begins in unlikely places among unlikely people. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we often rely on our own wisdom, plans, and methods, rather than trusting your power. Prepare our hearts through repentance and humility. Teach us to depend on you for true revival in our homes, churches, and communities. Move in ways that only you can, so that Christ may be clearly revealed among us. In Jesus' name, amen.